Joining us from the 24th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, is our puzzle master, Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Are you having fun?
It is great. We've got our largest championship ever, almost 320 contestants.
Wow.
And ABC Sunday Night News is planning a piece. We're going to be scheduled to be on Good Morning America tomorrow morning. And CBS News Sunday Morning is planning a piece for next Sunday.
All right. Well, all you have to do is do what you do every week on this program. What was the challenge you gave us last week?
Well, I said take a familiar 9-letter word, drop the first and last letters, and you'll be left with the names of two consecutive parts of the human head. What are they?
What are they?
Well, the word is searching. Drop the S and G, and you get ear and chin.
It must have been tough, because we only received about 650 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is actually from right across the river here in the nation's capital, Stuart Portnoy in Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
It just took around 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, you sound like a puzzle person.
Yeah, I've been doing these every Sunday morning and getting around 2 out of 3 right.
Oh, good for you. And is this the first time you sent in an entry?
No, I send it in each week.
Oh, well, there you go. Pretty good. Well, you know what happens then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, good. You sound like someone that I can count on.
Okay, we'll work as a team.
Will, meet Stuart. And what do you have for us?
All right, Stuart, in today's puzzle, every answer consists of a phrase with 3 syllables, all of which rhyme.
Okay.
And the first 2 syllables form a common 2-word phrase or a compound word. For example, if I said monarch of fancy parties, you would say wingding king. All right, all 3 syllables will rhyme.
Okay.
And your first one is an award to hang on a wall for winning the game 21.
Blackjack.
Yes.
Plaque.
Blackjack plaque is correct. Number 2, a fancy dress to wear in the central business district.
Something gown.
Yes. The first part is a compound word, central business district.
Well, that's town?
Yes.
So
what kind of town?
And it's got a rhyme.
Yeah.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go...
Oh, downtown gown.
Your downtown gown, that's right. How about 7 days in which to get an advanced look at movies?
To get an advanced what?
An advanced look at movies.
Oh, a sneak peek week.
A sneak peek week is right. A timepiece for Howard Stern, for example.
A shock jock clock.
A shock jock clock is right.
Wow.
How about one who steals recipe volumes?
Recipe volumes. That's a cookbook.
Right.
Oh.
A criminal?
A crook.
A cookbook crook is right. It weighs letters at the post office.
Well, it sounds like a scale.
Yes. This is the old-fashioned kind.
Oh. Mail.
Yes. What kind of mail?
Snail mail. Snail.
Oh, snail good.
Scale,
good.
Right?
That was good.
How about this? A tune in a former English colony in China.
Oh, man. How far did you have to stretch to come up with these?
Quite far, as you can tell.
Yeah, halfway around the world, yeah.
The tune word, how about an air?
No.
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 And think about that former English colony in China.
Oh, Hong Kong.
Yes, and a tune.
Hong Kong song?
Yeah.
Hong Kong, right?
That's bad.
We're just getting so silly. Go ahead.
And your last one.
Thank goodness.
An exchange between places with stolen cars.
Is that a trade?
No.
Pound. No.
A pound.
What's another word for
a pound?
An exchange.
In one syllable.
Yeah. Swap.
A swap, yes. And a place with stolen cars?
Chop, shop, swap.
Chop, shop, swap.
Oh, gosh. Stuart?
Yeah?
What'd you think, huh?
I thought that was pretty typical for these.
Rightly so. Those were actually quite fun. I enjoyed them. They were a nice sense of humor. Well, Stuart, you did really well. You were coming up with them, and we're going to send you some things for being our guest today. We'll send you that ubiquitous weekend edition lapel pin, as well as the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles that you've heard on earlier editions of Weekend Edition Sunday. Sunday. Tell us your public radio stations.
I listen to WETA and WAMU.
Stuart Portnoy in Arlington, Virginia. You were a terrific teammate today. Thanks a lot for being our guest. Okay, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Will, I always get nervous when you are at a contest or a championship such as this because you tend to come up with the most diabolical challenges. What do you have for us to think about this week?
Well, this challenge comes from our old friend Merle Reed, who I'm afraid could not come this year.
But
he's represented with this challenge. There's an old advertising symbol called the Gold Dust Twins. And what's interesting about that phrase is that the last letter of gold is the first letter of dust, the D, and the last letter of dust is the first letter of twins. I'd like you to think of another common three-word phrase like this, where the last letter of the first word is the first letter of the second, and the last letter of the second is the first letter of the third. The number of letters in the words are 4, 3, 3, and the first word starts with the letter F, as in Frederick, and the last letter ends in an N, as in Nancy. So 4, 3, 3, starting with F, ending in N, with that overlapping letters. What phrase is it?
When you know, let us know. Put it on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, who this week joined us from the 24th American Crossword Puzzle Championship in Stamford, Connecticut. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.